By Simcha Feidal, the Lachas of Shemak. The Pirkus of Mazin is something which a person is in Chayav of Lachas and Koymai, therefore, wherever you wash, a person's supposed to bench. And the shayla is, let's say, somebody left. That's a common case. Back in the day, I had a night coat. It's a very common shayla you get. Like a wash and a bench, and now we're a night seder. So, like, what do we do now, right? So, Mechaber says like this. Mechaber brings down two shittas, but to make a... The first shittah Mechaber, basically, if you've been mazed, you have to, you're supposed to go back. Yachsel Mekoymoy. Yeah, Mechaber says, you have to make a bracha before you leave. That's number one. Now, if you left, if you're mazed, you have to go back. According to the Rambam. If it's b'shoigig, so the Rambam says you could do it b'mokim sheniskar. Mashengig says, according to the Rosh, well, is that b'shoigig, you have to go back, so b'mezi won't be yoitza. Those are two sheets in Rishayim. Akabanam, halacha ma'is basically, either way, b'mezi, you're supposed to go back. And you have to go back. By b'shoigig, the Pesach HaMashavur is the chachila, you should go back. Where are we over here? That so because if you go up a mezid, you have to go back. B'shoigig, the chachili should go back. If it's shatzachak, then you're going to say rishayna. So let's go to the common case. So they're called mezid, that's not a gay. Like who's going to mezid? Like dafke leaving in here. Yeah, such a very normal case. But the shoigig is a case, a more case. You forgot the bench. Now you're a night seder. So shayla looks like a lacha. So what should come out basically?
You should go back to Chachila, no?
Then you summit on the sweaty stuff, so you shine. Now, the dark when you go home to your house, so I don't depends how far the walk it is, so you make sort of the Shasat Chak, I think, and that's a good part of your night seder. And you could bench over there. Now, there's a very simple eight, so that.
Can you move down to the classroom? Why not the actual few minutes of leaving to your house and coming back without the whole.
Hey, you can learn on the way. I hope you're learning on the way. It's a sign of a good. Like, you know, obviously the din of, I guess, obviously the din is you have to go back, right? So, yeah, you're doing, right? The person's doing something, right? So we say you have to go back. So obviously that's not a question. The question is, you have to quote where you are and you get stuck and whatever. Mm-hmm. So then, now, a much more simple eitz is of these. That if you have more pass, so you can eat in the second place, and then you could bench over there. So that's always the best eight. So you know, this guy comes to the yeshiva, and realizes, oh, I forgot the bench. And he ran out to the tender and realized, oh, he didn't bench. And go to the chama and buy yourself a roll, and then...
You have to wash it in.
So it depends if there's hetzach hadas. You know, so if you didn't have a hetzach hadas, so then you don't have to wash again. But that you're having a hesach hadas, right? Because you left your.
Yeah.
It depends. If the tender's coming, you realize, oopsie, okay, you know, it's late, and just like, you gotta run, so you didn't have any hesach hadas. And you plan, oh, we have a hesach hadas, but you have to make a bracha either way, because you didn't planning on buying that pashas to bracha. I have to get that and go find out. But kipshute, but that the normal case is the person left his house, and you have to make you're buying a new thing, you have to make a new bracha. That pashas and bracha come out this time, depends on when there's a hesach hadas from washing your hands.
Well, he would wash without a bracha.
Right. Now, this is also very, very important that, in other words, if you start in one place and you go to somebody else, if you eat over there, you're able to go to a bench. Now, a very common scenario is let's say people have a Shabbos suit and then they go somewhere. Let's say anyone went to the person's? Anyone went to. Who is the Shabbos person now? That was.
Rashbash.
Anybody went? Anybody go for dessert?
Ain't there now.
Okay, a lot of times the people are like, or a Sherry Brachas, right? You start at home and you go there for dessert. That's a very common thing. You ever do it there?
Yeah.
So what do you eat in another place?
A bench.
Which way to go, okay. What?
Continue to dessert.
Yeah.
What?
Continue over there.
People come over there, people just have dessert.
Then you have to have pass.
You have to have pass. So they're like, yeah, maybe I know that. Saying, once like, I was in a place and like, there's a chasher up there, I'm like, Now, how much pass do you have to have?
Perma comes up.
You start at one place, end up wherever you end up. So you have to have pass. How much pass do you have to have? Ancient Mishpurus says you have to dover mort. He's not going to have a share. Kavchaim, he was machber for a share, but that's in the Ikedin is a dover mort is enough, and therefore, so Clark, but maybe you have to go back. Always the eighth is get new pass. Shegig.
I mean, getting new pass is not either a 1-2-3 minute ordeal, no? The Derech Klal.
And the merit is. But I mean, you are. Same page as Jesus it is, right? It's a little big, it's not a big deal. But I think also, if you could go home, it won't be so it's a big deal. It's like, oh, but it's in the, yeah. But yeah, because with Iker, this is a more, you don't have to have a lot. The same thing applies to Al-Michel, but it's a muscle, something which is tying Bach from Kaimai. The similar is applied. The person leaves with Mazir. Acharish go back. Shaygig. Well, it's, you know, it's basically the same halachas. Yeah. Fine. So Dal discusses something as a subject because of Mazin. You don't know if you benched or not. So, subject to the Chumma. If you have a Shir Sviya, subject to the Chumma. If you don't have a Shir Sviya, then it would be Darabana. So, tell you whether. Now, if you have the Rabbanah, make part of the Mishnah Berurah. Roy liyir shemayim, mistavik and birch alay, afilo echol like they shir, helik they zayis, yiti yalei varech, amay tzivei echol like zayis, vayfung zamazin. Means on Chayaldin, that even by Sabbath Darabon, it's not so posh that we just say Sabbath Darabon Lekula. First, we have this Chesas Chia, right? There's Chesas Chia over here. And you have a Sabbath if you did it or not. So, Mikair Demish Berurah says you make a Sabbath Darabon Lekula, but he says that your Shemayim is your Mach, why we make a Sabbath Darabon, no Sabbath Darabon Lekula. Because here there's a chesed chiyah kibshutay. Therefore, it's not so pashut to be meko. But oh, you can suffer the rabbanon. If you get out of it, we saw some test time. You had a rite like that also. Not so soon enough, suffer the rabbanon to be able to get out of it. Therefore, your shemaim should go ahead and eat another kezayis. Okay, so sif hay is very relevant in terms of the shiriko. So, how long is one able to make a bracha chayne for? So, it's not like smashing tesis, but the kabbah goes with shir. Number one is if you're not hungry. That's number one. If it's full, you don't have to bench. You don't have to, you're able to make a bracha kohen. If you've got to, you don't remember if you washed or not, if you benched or not, if the person still feels full of machos eisa achila, then for sure he's able to bench. I don't care if it's an hour later, 2 hours later, 3 hours later, if you feel full, then you call okay. What's called full? Like, you're not bechal hungry. If you're starting to get a little bit hungry, then already, that's considered, then lav dafka, you could go ahead and bench.
And that's why he wasn't full to begin with. He had a little roll.
Okay, I got it. Kosher is a cold start, malach, and my pears, right? If you had, that's much better, if you had a lot, be okay, mad. And you're not sure. Kosher with a shashir equals very hard, right? Because lunch and eating rub, Kim should take away like Anka type. That's, you know, he was like, yeah, he's on Gosso. Shalayulay. So, the other Akhrenim say, you go to the Habi Akhrenim, you go to the shore 72 minutes. Till 72 minutes, you make a bracha. The same in a stam as in a sackle. He says some Akhrenim are machmer, they should eat a little bit more. But he says if you don't have any pass, then you can send a chadal meal. So, because there are three things like this. Number one is if you're full, you're okay. If you're not sure if you're full, Iker didn't 72 minutes. Better if you keep more to kind of have the shayla. If you don't have any other bread, make some on the shari shishani, and you get 72 minutes. Fine. So this is all by a suda's pass. Now we'll go to extremes. If you are hungry, so we're saying over here, if you're not sure, you get 72 minutes. This situation is like by, let's say, hey, you have like a mamash lechil muetas or a drink. So the place can say the other shikos can be quicker. For example, if somebody's in the summer, like you're on a hike, right? You make a bracha b'shina, right? About 3 minutes later, you're dying for a drink again, or somebody's playing ball, or something like that. So the other place in the chesed the shir goes much quicker. It's then we know b'vadai that a person's hungry and machmas leisa achila. There's a whole chesed 72 minutes is. I mean, astam, if you're not sure, we say astam is okay. If you know b'vadai the shirikol, then the shirikol. Example, perm. We're talking about perm. The person throws up everything. Boom. So that's considered like shirikol. There's nothing left, right? So the shiva is true. It says in chaim, if you throw up totally, it's considered shirikol. But it's only if everything really comes out. And not everything comes out. There's like the, you know, not as you throw up. Sometimes you throw up, everything comes out. If you don't throw everything else up, then you're able, then Melech Nami. It's still called the Passover. So, Kabbalah basically, so if somebody eats a lot, we're saying, whether you're hungry or not hungry, then if not, 72 minutes, the Chi should eat. If it's something like a drink or something, which someone goes very, very quickly, Melech Nami, basically say that, if it's hot outside and right away you're thirsty again, and chnami. So the bracha achrona, kipshutei, you lost your bracha achrona.
The mitzvah of the beer lach is how you're drinking also, no? Geffen?
Right, okay, but wine isn't the type of thing then, like water in the summer. Or,
yeah, no, I'm not saying if he knows, but stam drinking, if he's mesopic, you would have 72 minutes.
If you're mesopic. You know, if you're mesopic in a chnami, there's a kavachayim which says a half hour. Some more question for that. Okay, I'll have to question for that. The stimulus sounds like 72 minutes. That is 100% true. But if you know the shirikol chera, it's a zaktal, and there's nothing to talk about. Now, even the example from the Magen Avraham, some reason, you know, your Shabbos Suda could take more than 72 minutes, right? So there's a cloud, that's something, and during one Suda, it's also like a hamshach of one Suda, and therefore when a person's eating the whole time, so then that then we say that's Mamsha one Suda and it's okay. Kim the Matu was a Mukhma person because I'm chasing the Kosanach, it's eating all the time, therefore it's like only Sakharishan Mazadami. Being that you're eating every 72 minutes, therefore it's going to be okay. Now, in terms of what you have to eat, it doesn't really say. I mean, Rosh Tumrak has a chuva, it's like a person's eating water, doesn't think that's Mamshach. Into one Suda. If you take you have to be eating something. But if you're eating something, then you have to make sure to eat, you know, to connect the dots. Now it's only dinner Suda. It's not trying to be having snacking on like cake all day. You know, so it's the one Suda or Mamshach. The truth it doesn't apply to all Machal. Fine, that's going to get the Sheikah. Fine. What's the shir achilus chayv because of mazin? So that's a gzayis. Now, that's we should not be eating a gzayis. Why not?
What you shouldn't
be eating a gzayis because it's a gzayis. Because it's done. You know, gzayis is a kibetzel. So that's unless you wash without a bracha, you know, you always have to have a kibetzel. Like upon him, even the person who said a gzayis, for the reason is, you wash and you're like, oh, see, no bread left, and you said a gzayis, so the nice you chayv in derbanan, and you would. You be chayim derban, nafkin is kapi safik, you know, nafkin mina guy, other things. Now, what's considered shir svia? So, Mishavu brings that, Mashri Sefer Chinuch, it's not telling every single person, it's telling every single person. And if for you, you're full, then it's considered shir svia, it's not a uniform vart across the board. If for like a zakit or chila, so Berlacha brings down that his shir is going to be less. I don't think that. For him, this is Michael. So he says that over there, this year is going to be less. Now, Rav Meir says a tshuva. I mean, there's a Miralacha discussed it, other places discussed it, people got them. Let's say you eat and you eat very slowly. You never eat a kazayas to a chilas pras. Is a chibur samazin. Which is going to happen, right? You wash for Shabbos, so you eat a little bit, and then you wait for the liver, you eat a half piece of challah with the liver. So you never had a kazayas to a chilas pras. So Rav Moshe's achra is that can't bench. I'll find love. His achra is it's a big need in the achrayim. What he say? If, maybe it's a little thing. Shir svia. Svia maybe doesn't need that. It has a savata. So maybe savata doesn't need meisa achila. That's a shan achrayim. But Rav Moshe's psak is he can't bench. It's you know very negative. But the Shabbos you should make sure to eat exacts. Tich tichilas pas. How long tichilas pas? Mentioned before 4 minutes. Maybe be a little bit too much for 3 minutes. But you have to make sure to do. Otherwise, it's going to issue.
Is there anything to do right away?
Because one reason is maybe you forget it's brought down. Another reason is because one sound that cream that it doesn't patter the other foods if you didn't have a share achila, you had a pass. Pass not this coming in my home originally. This is one sound and one sound like that, so it's not more ideal to do right away, but I want to say it's mamash ma'akiv and achrichi. Yeah. So Mishroom is in a Prima Garden. There is just Svi. What is just Svi of what? So he says, Prima Garden says, Mestav will be the Svi in Pas Lavad. Yes, we appear the Pas Lavad. As Chayim in Atar. So the Lavad says, Nero Pasha. Anything about the Mishra Klai is up, the Lavad is a Pas. If I did anything, which is a meal of food, the Lavad is a Pas, the Pasha is in the Star. She can't do a Chila, it's a Chila. As Ochel Shard Farm, if they answer them, it's some of the other things. So the Vaz Mashma, if he really needs a double sense of us, the Chila's Pas, helps me not Tairo. Because it's a Falcon. So the Vaz is Pasha, if you have things which are Lavad is a Pas, that's Pasha, that's me. Starve to the ship. Okay, let's move on to Kafei. So Kafei says, because Mazda Betzin said Mechaloshen, says a Barach the Choshen at the Mavarech, you have to understand the Loshen, the Mesa, about the Mesa Rav Mokh, we do Loshen Kedish, and Baruch Hashem, we want to Loshen Kedish, so that's the Negea. I'm sure it means that Sefer Chinna calls there, because the Mazda Betzin says, it's like a Yama, but the Chavid, school of Hashiris, for, not Hashiris, for Parnassah, is from the Sefer Chinuch, right? That if you're Mizaran Berus HaMazen, he says it's a bedaktik, it's a chiludu tech sefer of Alpeh. And if you're in the Sefer Chassidim, and somebody died, and the guy came to the dream, he said, what's going on? So every day they were dami, ashleisim bedaktik, they wrote kol brachos bekavan zalev. That they died every single day, they didn't have brachos bekavan zalev. It's not a mishim, the Rizal. Rizal Kaddish says that the ikir ruach HaKadosh comes from making Berus HaNazen, nanan, the frat Berus HaMazen bekavan. Ikir sagos ruach HaKadosh. So if you're working on that, there's a way to go. Okay. Now, then when it comes to brachas, this is a common old brachas mentioned on Shabbos, you're supposed to hear what you say. If you don't know what you say, you only hear it to be the evidence. So if you don't hear it, if you didn't hear it, you're going to be yotza. You have to hear what you say. It says in Sif Gimel that you do b'kol ram. Yes, because so some people do with Karam, do you might say the family, but yes, because the Torah of Karam could call Marikavana. That calls Marikavana. A frat of Shabbos or Shredish, you won't forget, man, I'm Ira, right? If you sing it aloud and you forget, the guy next week go like, hey, Yalav Yalav, you would say. Therefore, there's a mile of doing it Karam. There's a Shiloh with Benegeya, Brickus and Muzzin, Benegeya, family, Brickus and Muzzin, you know, family singing together. And does it there? So Shaila is also Kalisha. So, I mean, we spoke of Kalisha way back in the day. I don't know if you were or if you weren't here. But, I think that much of we will. But anyhow, I mean, just to be the two types, the two Chokhmah Kalishas. Kalisha, the Kalisha Arava, you can't listen to a lady singing. That's what age is that, the age when you turn to Arava. Rambam says make a day in, like, let's say 11. Then there's Bishas Libna Tayra. Even if it's not Arava, it's your wife, learning or diving, and also beside this Kalisha Arva, and you should be hearing a lady singing when you're learning and davening. So Shad, what's going to be with the family because of Mazin? The Kherik, wife sings only you keep shooting, it's very proud. So Berkos told me the minug is to be makel based on that, what to say, Bashat's a person doing, I mean, Bashat's a person doing a mitzvah, so not so much of a chashash, no matter so much of a chashash error. I mean, there's a Sweet Age, right? It gives which says that we find with the Varian Bark saying a Shira together. I can sing the Shira together in my head, like the thing is sing a Shira. So it says, Bashad, oh, but it's like, Bashad's having the Vikas, and you know. So therefore, it's not a problem. It's for a habit.
Isn't there more of a Bashad when he's doing the Devash Abedusha?
More Usher.
More Usher, I'm saying?
Same, when you're doing it with a family member, and Shas and a mitzvah. That's what I want to say. It's a chiddush. Definitely a chiddush. Kach noigim, as he said. That's what I want to say. Fine. Now, so Dalat Sefei is very important. Also, when the gay apartment, somebody gets drunk. So, are you allowed to bench or not? Now, normally, there are different levels of drunkenness, right? There's a drunkenness, a person with a sugar shalate doesn't know what happened, right? Doesn't remember, like, where he was, when he was, you know. Doesn't remember that it even existed, like the first time I got drunk. Either way, ministry. So that's Sugar Shalite. You don't know anything with flying. So then, the halacha is that, it was a doctor, it wasn't a hospital. Anyhow, so Sugar Shalite, you don't know anything, so then you're nothing. You know, no brachas, no anything, you're gone. Okay, now if you're drunk, so basically, the stirrups of Dalat Sefei, Machaj Romanites, it basically comes out like this, that the Chachila, you should be able to Yachal Da'a B'Fnei HaMelech. That's the ideal. even if you're not b'di'avad, you would be able to go ahead and bench. You know, it's basically bench before you get too far gone. But even if not, it'll be then it'll be okay. What's cool? Yochel da'avad b'fnei ha'melech. So even though on Purim, like people are jumping up and down and being a little tipsy, and like you go into a mire of like, and people are like screaming and doing this and doing that. That's called yochel da'avad b'fnei ha'melech. When I was in 10th grade, so everyone's like all drunk and yeah, it's Purim, whatever. And then there's a car accident. And the Siddur Der Saliyo, you ever see it? So it's named after some. What?
Lapiansky
Siddur. Yeah. So it's after, it's, there's a Bach from my block, another Bach who got killed in a car accident, saying on Purim. So like everything stopped. Everyone came to say Tillam, like, there's no one drunk. It's like, as bad as if you had to do something serious, you know, so just because the person's a little bit like, da da da, you know, it doesn't mean. You just get this, the guy's asking, if he's a guy's asking, I'm a Yachad Afri Amalch. Okay. Yachad Afri Amalch. Basically, okay. Anyhow, so that's when they get drunk. Now, if you found Sayyid Connect, that's also very important. You know, you made a bracha, and then, okay, you noticed your kid was dirty and it smelled. So, over there, stakhtas the Russian circle of the varch. So Mary Glying for sure you don't have to make a bracha. But if it's Saya brings down as a suffix, the Biralach over here is a machmer, says, has a longer rechaz back and forth. He says, if you know mitchilav aver b'mezid avada l'kuliyam, you have to make a bracha. If it was a place where a person like should have known, you know, and you should have known that that could have been there. It's not 100% clear as that could be passing, but the Mishmur Nayin Vav says over there says the scum is a place game is copy Brigham Mazin and Brachas, that if a person made a bracha in a place where he should have chat. Right, if you made it a place where you should have chat, so then Mokimwich had a right to have a suffix. And you should have chap, so then you would have to go ahead and rebench. Yeah, you'd have to go ahead and then rebench. Yeah, well, here says skamas achrayim is like that. Yeah. So who knows? They hang up. You have to check a kid who has a dirty diaper or not. So there's a little bit of sex faker because remember if your mind bob, if it's covered, you don't smell, it's okay. Something like maybe how many hours ago did he have a dirty diaper? Because the muck is really stomach, then you have to go. Yeah, you have to do it. Fine. Nashim in Brigham's Mazin is Suffolk where it dries dirt on Watcha Shaila because they don't have the Haaretz HaTayva, they don't have the Chilek Haaretz, and therefore it's a Suffolk. Therefore, they're definitely Chayav Shaila dries the Darbanan. Therefore, they can't be wasted somebody who's only Chayav Darbanan. They only can waste somebody who's a Chayav Darbanan. So, Watcha Shaila? Brigham's Shaila is a lady has a Suffolk. If she Hagdei Tzvia and she's not sure if she benched, or doesn't know what she should say. Could they have a chazaka more, but she has a suffix. So what's going to be the halacha? If it's daraisa, suffix has to come, you say it over again. If it's darban, you don't. Kam rishon in both ways. A little bit problematic halacha, because the Shpura here says in Mishnah Berurah, if somebody semech on the shitas who say that you can do it, in luchas biyada, to make a macha. To make a macha means, ben natu, to make a macha. In Berulacha, he says, the lashon was, Varach lehifsit, I think that's Lashon. What was that? Yeah. Lehifsit. Says somebody who does it says in Varach lehifsit. So it's not 100% clear which way they're passing. Is he saying lehifsit or is he saying, I have a friend of mine who's like a glass, who is a last week, he's like, so he wasn't sure if he benched. And he can eat again. So I don't know if his wife could be mitzvah. Seems like a little bit of sex fake, right? It's not fake if she's got the right same time, but maybe bench.
He should bench himself.
He's
got the right same, no?
What
do
you
say? He should bench himself.
You have
the
topic whether
any bench?
It's a big bench. So he wants his wife to be mitzvah. Like this, maybe it's better. So, because like it's sex fake. So you could call him Mr. Stumber, if I'm just saying, yeah, say, they don't say it. So I'm like, it's like, yeah. Because Saf could be, she's having the right same thing, maybe, yeah. You know, yeah. Or whatever. So definitely, if they got it, definitely be better if she would wash again, eat another Xayas, so that would be more ideal, because Leifse, and then Ein Limchayis, and his Mamash and all the low, no, Mamash Napar, which is the Kerbsak. Yishmael is what we say. But the Gaya, that's, Chavi Zanif, if you didn't say, what time is this? I don't know what to wait. What time is this? Okay. So for example, the person says because ours is presbytery, even if he misses one of them, it's machzina say. Belach has a suffix whether it's, you know, it's a hakim in the raisa, it's a hakim in the rabbanon. Hakimina is if you have a suffix. So if it's the raisa, then yeah, if it's the rabbanon, not. And you know, Belach means that. Machlik said about that. So Shalai comes up in the gate that's because of mazin, that's in the three brachas of the mazin, right? So Shad, let's say somebody says Ala Michiel, a common case. You say Ala Michiel. So are you Yitzhar or not? What's he say to Shad? Ala Michiel has the main choice, has all the nyonim of Brigham Zomaz. Shad is, are you Yitzhar with main choice or not? It's a big din in Achranim. Yeah, no, maybe so. The passage says it's very big to say Yitzhar, because either way, it's the kind of, it gets involved a little bit in maybe Brach Stavon. Taisin Tav Tazavav, the Ramban, Rambam. What's the Deraisa? Is three brachas Deraisa? Or does Deraisa have to make a, you have to say a bracha, and three brachas Darabon, maybe it's on that. But either way, if you say like the chance that the three brachas are Darabon, it's not Deraisa, definitely the Takanas Chazal was make three brachas. So to say Yitzhak with one, is, you know, it's a very, very, very chiddush. And basically, if a person chaps right away, they say, Al Mechia, you didn't make any hafsik, start from later. Definitely it's the first bracha. That's only definitely Yates. If you had a hefsek and you realize afterwards, then the pashas to kind of chazal is to do three brachas, whereas drives the rabbanon, but you know, definitely one should.
What's right away? Did you really finish the alamechia?
Finished the alamechia. And now you realize, like, oopsie. And if, you know, the person likes to say, hey, you washed. So just go to neidah.
The first and if he was mafsik, then you don't have smuch al chabrita. What was?
If you're mafsik, you miss the brachas. It wasn't you. I don't know if you shagged the first school, and then you talk, you know, a little talk. So then just, you know, go back to the beginning.
Oh, you would go back to the bench here?
Yeah, I think it's a bench again. Kipshita, the concept of that was 2-3, and Kipshita, you should go back and do it. Kupeches, so basically, Kupeches discusses in terms of somebody gets to say Yal V'Yavei. So somebody gets to say or Yal V'Yavei, so if you remember right away, so. There's a special bracha which you make. It's only if you didn't start the fourth bracha. So it's a very small case. Like, did that ever happen? Did you ever do it? Did you ever do the bracha?
So it's something like, I'm the bracha, yeah.
You got you have it right away at the thing? Okay, that's pretty good. All right, not so good. One and two. But that's really like, mommy should have it right away before you start the fourth bracha. Then you go ahead and say it. If you start the fourth bracha, so if it's something which is ma'akev, let's say on Shabbos, would say, but for two sudas, not for the third suda, then you'd have to go back to the beginning of Pekas Hamazin. By Rosh Chodesh, being there's no chiv to eat, so then it's not ma'akev. Who would then by Sudah Shlichus on Shabbos, that is machlekes, so they have to eat, don't have to eat. So therefore, once you, if you forget, then what's going on? Since it's a Sadi only pass, for, therefore, you not go ahead and you not go ahead and bench. We'll start this now. We'll finish up next week. There's a whole shaz in terms of like if you start a suda and then you be mamshav a suda in terms of what you do. So there's maybe shen in both ways. That it's like this. If it's a time which they're not steered to each other, for example, let's say Purim, let's say or this coming up. Let's say you start eating before Purim and you finish on Purim. So the chil before Purim is not mechayev, but the chil Purim is chayev. Or you start on Purim and you finish Moitzei Purim, finishing Moitzei Purim. Both cases you say Aleisim because you had a chila according to Sharm Shem with Shachayev. Therefore, being the beginning, being the end, you know that would yes be a Mechayev. Where it gets complicated is where they're steered to each other. For example, Shabbos is Shabbos, and then Moitzei Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. So if you go with us to the beginning, to both, this is a tight success. We need to steer to each other, so you can only do both. So if you just have Shabbos, you mention the Shabbos, you always say, would say. The question is, if you eat much of Shabbos, now also, so then it, even though he didn't say Bracha Mavdil, so now that it's tied to his Sansi, so what do you do? So eventually, the Psaic Mishnah Berurah is, I think most of you know this, Psaic Mishnah Berurah is, they only say Yalvi Yalvi, you know, that's what we say. If you mamshe it until the night, so you only say Yalvi Yalvi, you know, we say, therefore, the Chachila, you know, in that situation, you should finish eating all the bread before Shkia. Eating bread before Shkia, and you can eat other things, Benish Mashas, but the Chachila, you start the Shasha, so you should finish before Shkia, not to get yourself involved in the Shaila. Okay, let's stop here.